Hello, Pastor Deborah here once again, and we're with another wonderful part number 15, of my personal story called It's Time. This is in the School of Light playlist here on YouTube, and on the website it's on the Kingdoms of Agape Love, volume number 1. In volume 1 I tell you lots of my true stories, and I'm working through them here and putting them on YouTube. And then again in the Kingdom of Agape Love Volume 2, you will hear more powerful, almost unbelievable true stories that I was involved with and helping God reach humanity. In this part, number 15, called It's Time, which were the words given to me directly by God many years ago. It is about the death of Jan, who lived inside of me, who I was, and the birth of the real me, Pastor Deb. We've been working through my story, so you will understand death and birth. Many of you still need to die. And a new you must be born. I had a strange life. I was Deb, Jan, and then Deborah. Deborah's my first name. And I became a pastor, a mother, a teacher, a guide to all of humanity. Seems strange. But in this story, we're going to continue with my life. And how after my death, which took 2 years of Jan passing away, fading, and Deborah coming to life, I had to be tested and tried to see if the new me could hold. So I want to begin in part number 15 with It's Time. But first, it's always good to open up with prayer. Dear God of creation, God of eternity, God of death, and God of birth, we thank you that through your love of humanity, you took one life, Pastor Deborah's, changed it, and you brought it forth so you could work through her to reach others. And here in her story, you're given the glory, you're given the honor, and you are given all of humanity a peek, a look, a glance into death and resurrection. And we thank you. Amen. All right, I'm going to pick up and I'm going to be reading to you out of my story. You can find it on the website of www.agapeloveishere.org. In the section called The School of Light or The Kingdom of Agape Love Volume 1. Look for the title. It's called It's Time. So here in part number 15, I'm going to read it to you. Deborah, that's the new me now, was still spiritually young in my new spiritual identity, and would have been spiritually subject if I ever went back and said I was Jan, to all of Jan's sins and soul ties and everything that came with them. If this had occurred to the new spiritual identity of Deborah, the Most High God would not have been able to fully spiritually accomplish all he desired in and through Deborah, and in and for the kingdom of heaven on earth, and in the entire spiritual realm, as he had purposed and planned to do, even on into eternity and beyond, before she was born into the physical planet called Earth, and into the darkened world, the spiritual world that was surrounding and controlling it, and the precious humanity, and nature. This satanic attack came often to Pastor Deborah, hoping for me to revisit, recognize old places where Jan had lived and grew up. This continued several more times, and each time Deborah was victorious and never went to see Jan's old house in Montgomery, Alabama, and thus back into the sin and darkness of Jan's life. So Satan tried another way to accomplish what he wanted to happen to this new spiritual identity person named Deborah. I had joined a gym and was in the spin class when one of the members in the class came in, and Deborah recognized him. The Holy Spirit told Deborah that he was a man who had lived across the street on Pensacola Beach, where Jan had lived and her parents' house was, and he was one of the main bartenders at a local bar and restaurant she would go and eat at, drink and dance. He was now part owner of his own bar, and Jan's parents had visited him and talked with him. When he had lived across the street from Jan on the beach, he would come over and borrow toilet paper and sugar. Then throughout the year, he would have big parties at his house for all the employees of the famous bar he worked at, and Jan would go and party with them. Jan was a partier. Jan's memories were given to her, the Holy Spirit. Deborah did not have this knowledge, because she never was Jan, never lived in the beach house. Those were not her parents, and she did not know this man. And so the Holy Spirit told her, Deborah, these were Jan's memories. So in the spin class, Deborah almost went up and said to him and introduced herself and said, "Hi, do you remember me? I lived across the street from you on Pensacola Beach and came to the bar and restaurant you worked at and to your house for parties. Do you remember me?" If Deborah had done this in the spin class with this man, she would have been asking him if he remembered Jan. Deborah would have been freely bringing Jan back alive again as her spiritual identity, and not Deborah, her new identity. Jan would have been resurrected from the grave to walk and live again as the old spiritual identity, not Deborah. Powerful test, trial from Satan in a spin class in a gym to see if he could get Jan back alive, take over, and have Deborah disappear. This spiritual opportunity was designed and orchestrated by Satan himself in his many attempts to kill off Deborah and bring Jan back alive from the grave. This was a test to see if Deborah desired recognition from an old friend of Jan's. But Deborah had become much smarter and wiser spiritually than Jan ever was, and said nothing but hi. Jan stayed dead, and Deborah stayed alive and pure, undefiled, unpolluted. No ungodly soul ties were reattached. Then Satan tried again to bring someone from the past into Deborah's life in hopes of resurrecting Jan. This test occurred at a Walmart on one of the food aisles. Deborah was shopping and saw a lady she recognized from Jan's days of scuba diving, and who had been a good friend of Jan. When the lady saw Deborah, she came up to her, and the lady said, "Don't I know you? You look familiar to me." I asked her what her name was. She said, "Hazel." She asked me my name. Satan was hoping I would say Jan, for that was who this lady knew, this old identity, this body as. But I said Deborah. I knew from having the knowledge of Jan's memories that this was the scuba diving lady that Jan had known 20 years ago as a friend. Deborah said nothing of this to her, and she didn't know her, and she said she didn't know her. Satan's attempt again failed to bring Jan up from the dead. Then, when none of these attempts were working to Satan's success, Deborah received an advertisement in the mail from an old high school student who was in Jan's graduating class. He had written a book about growing up white in Montgomery during the Civil Rights era. It was addressed to Jan, which was the name he knew this body as, Jan, if he ever even knew Jan at all. He had wanted Jan to buy the book. Even though this Satan was trying to reach out and touch Jan in the grave of death and to kill off this new spiritual person identity called Deborah. But Deborah just tore up the advertisement and threw it away in the trash. And as I threw it away, I prayed against these attacks. Satan kept trying, even though Jan's husband didn't know what was happening. He was told that Jan went by Deborah now, and not Jan. And the people Jan had ministered to and spiritually adopted were told not to call her Jan anymore, for she was dead and buried, and to call her Pastor Deborah, the new person, the new identity. This was like having multiple personalities of the spiritual heart and mind. Yet, this was always the spiritual identity, the spiritual person inside of the dirt body was to be Deborah, Pastor Deborah, spiritual mother, judge, warrior, judge, king. And it was spiritually fulfilling the words of God in Mark 2:21-22. I use the Authorized King James Bible, and I'm going to read these scriptures to you. Verse 21. These were the red words of Christ Jesus speaking himself. No man also sews a new piece of new cloth, a new spiritual identity, a new man, on an old garment, the old man, the old identity of the past. Or else the new piece, the new spiritual identity of the spiritually renewed heart, this new spiritual creature in Christ, in God, that has filled it up, and it would take away the old, the torn, the rent one, and it would separate and be made worse if you put the old with the new. That's powerful. I probably didn't explain it very clearly. Verse 22. And no man also puts new wine, spiritual truths, knowledge, revelations, into an old bottle. An old spiritually unrenewed spiritual heart or mind of the old spiritual identity of the old man. You're going to have to go over that one yourself. Or else the new wine, the new truth, the new knowledge, the new identity of the new spiritual heart and mind will burst the bottle. And the wine, the spiritual truth, the knowledge, the revelation is spilled, wasted, no good, useless. And the bottles, the new spiritual identities, the new man of Christ Jesus, Deborah, would be marred, defiled, polluted, perverse, just as the old man, the old spiritual identity was in the flesh, Jan. No, but new wine, new spiritual truths, knowledge, revelations, the new spiritual identity must be spiritually put into new bodies, new spiritual hearts, minds, spiritual identities of a new spiritual person. Everything had to, of the old had to die. The new wine had to go into Pastor Deborah. But Pastor Deborah had to be strong and solid to take it. A lot was going on that I didn't even know. And sometimes you have to study and go slow. And I did. God got me up many, many nights, and he wrote through me this story called It's Time. I'm going to end right here. I don't like to go too long. It's pretty deep. Go back and watch this. Learn about yourself. When you're trying to change your life, become something different, something new, the old will creep back and test you and try you, hoping to grab a hold of you and pull you new down. You must be strong. You must be taught. My life goes before you as an example of death and resurrection. The old you must die, be buried yourself. And the new you must come alive with new truth, new wine into your new body. So you take care until the next lesson and the next part of my personal story called It's Time, and I'll see you out there. Be looking for you. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.